From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Barack Obama is calling on the U.S. Senate to pass key terrorism prevention legislation before Sunday at midnight. Mr. Obama called on the Senate to avoid a situation where the government cannot track and prevent possible terrorist attacks.
I don't want us to be in a situation in which, for a certain period of time, those authorities go away and suddenly we're dark, and heaven forbid, we've got a problem where we could have prevented a terrorist attack or apprehended someone who was engaged in dangerous activity, but we didn't do so simply because of inaction in the Senate.
The National Security Agency has been collecting Americans' phone records under a section of the Patriot Act that grants the government broad powers to probe to thwart terrorist plots. A federal appeals court recently ruled the bulk phone collections program is illegal. The Patriot Act is set to expire at midnight on Sunday. International Football Federation President Sepp Blatter has been re-elected to another four-year term, just days after football's governing body was shaken by widespread corruption allegations. Blatter was 7 votes short of the required 140 in the majority needed in the first round of voting, but his opponent, Prince Ali bin al-Hussein of Jordan, withdrew before a second round could take place. Afterwards, Blatter pledged to clean up FIFA's house.
But now, and I have said it before, I take the responsibility to bring back FIFA. With you, we do it. We do it. We do it.
The FIFA leadership vote came after an indictment this week led to the arrest of 7 top football officials in Zurich. This is VOA News. The United States on Friday dropped Cuba from a blacklist designating the communist nation as a state sponsor of terrorism. Secretary of State John Kerry formally removed Cuba from the list. Shortly after meeting with Cuban President Raul Castro in April, U.S. President Barack Obama announced his intention to remove Cuba from the list. The two countries are heading toward opening diplomatic missions in Washington and Havana. An Islamic State jihadist dressed as a woman killed 3 people when he blew himself up Friday at a Shiite mosque in eastern Saudi Arabia. Saudi officials have claimed to have foiled the attack in Dammam, but the Islamic State said it was responsible for the bombing and that the militant, described as a soldier of the caliphate, managed to reach the site despite heightened security. Saudi authorities said the explosion occurred as security officials approached the bomber's vehicle while it was being driven to a parking lot near the mosque. Last week, 21 worshippers were killed and dozens more wounded in a suicide bombing at a Shiite mosque in Qatif on the Gulf Coast. The Islamic State also claimed responsibility for that blast. Authorities in southwestern Pakistan say gunmen shot dead at least 20 bus passengers late Friday. The incident happened in Baluchistan province, where a group of heavily armed men wearing security forces uniforms intercepted 2 buses in the remote Mastung district. They seized 35 passengers. The buses were traveling to the southern port city of Karachi from the provincial capital Quetta. Provincial Interior Minister Sarfaraz Bugti told reporters that security forces have rescued 5 of the abductees and have surrounded the mountainous area to hunt down the kidnappers and recover the remaining passengers. The mastermind behind the underground online drug market, the Silk Road, has been sentenced to life in prison. 31-year-old Ross Ulbricht was sentenced on Friday for developing an online scheme that netted him nearly $200 million in illegal drug sales. Ulbricht operated Silk Road in a hidden part of the internet called the Dark Web, where drug deals could be made anonymously. Customers for cocaine, heroin, LSD, marijuana, and other illegal drugs paid in the online currency Bitcoin. Ulbricht has denied any wrongdoing and will appeal. And the U.S. Commerce Department says the economy shrank in the first 3 months of 2015, partially due to foul winter weather hurting economic activity. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.